Power Rangers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 26 of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, also known as OrangeRanger198 on the Twitters. Today, we are going to be watching episode 7 of Beast Morphers, A Friend Indeed. So, I have got my TV all squared away. We're set up. We've just finished the episode of SpongeBob SquarePants that was on. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it quite as well as I did last time, so we are currently probably in the first couple of frames of the episode. Looks like we're some kind of rail yard, maybe. There's an orange box in the corner, but it hasn't quite told us that this episode is rated Y7 or whatever. So we're going to get this thing started in 3, 2, 1, go. Tiny little CDs. But that train bot looks nothing like the ones we just saw. Ha ha ha. Funny. It sounds like they're starting to hurt the feelings of the B-Spots. What's the green stuff? Hey, what's this? Oh. Poor B spots. Anyone else having audio problems? Okay, what's that about? Zoe having a birthday? Zoe's having a birthday. Jax can help. I asked him to get off the supplies and Oh, they're going to change their mind by the end of the episode. Oh, that was kind of cool. Wow, that was pretty cool. That's going to come into account at the end here, I bet. If it's hot, why are Devin and Ravi wearing jackets? Oh, 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 oh. Run, run, run! Yeah, it's slightly annoying. My version of the episode that I've got here is they all sound robotic. There we go. I'm sorry, the bunny just looks weird all freaking out like that. By the way, did anyone notice that Nate's illusion was a gold-colored vehicle? Haha. Oh. I don't know what they make the B-spots out of, but I like that they look all shiny and metallic. Probably the same kind of rubber suits. Uh-oh. Wow, the bad guys are working pretty quick already. Oh, and the intro. Okay. Well, this episode is wasting absolutely no time. So I should point out now that this is episode 7, A Friend Indeed. First aired April 20th, 2019, obviously. Written by Chip Lynn and directed by Oliver Driver. And I'm going to play a song or two, and when we come back, and once the commercials are over, we'll be right back.
Rescue solution, more of the
And we're back. Alright, so it looks like Jack is about to get hit. Hey, Zoe noticed. This could be a short look for us. No more forgetting things. No more mothering. The douches will be telling. That's not a good idea. You're about to. Haha. Wait a second. Devin isn't steering. It's his cruise just driving himself. Ha ha ha. How come his pants didn't get dirty? Uh-oh. He's gonna get hurt. Told you. Dang. You did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. She's got to be having a birthday party or something. Aww. Uh-huh. Oh. Oh no. Oh. Oh, snap. Oh, jeez. B spots are so nice. Brave B spot. It's got a point. Something you don't see every day. A B spot plan. The wheels look different all of a sudden. Commercial time. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit. Yeah.
ないき案内標識未来行きはどっちだ知らない場所もへっちゃらイマジネーション乗り換えるたびに近づくデスティネーション列車全体発車 All right talk to you じゃくじけそうな時でも無限大指差し確認あっちこっちと落ちた君の駅まで導けイマジネーショントンネル抜けたら明日に向けてノンストップ列車全体発車 All right talk to you じゃ
ん All right, we're back.That's not good for the discs to hold them like that, though. They could get scratched. Oh, see, I told you this would come in, hologram stuff would come in handy. Oh, and then they land on the... Someone grab the discs. They do that, like, Blaze or Roxy might not try to stop the B-Spot. Guess not. I think we're going to get some Sentai footage here, maybe? Yeah, maybe not. I was thinking we would since it suddenly became, like, sunset or something.Okay, yeah, that's Sentai footage. The Sentai red version of the Red Ranger holds the sword differently than the American version. Wow. You don't get to see all three of them take out the bots that much.Ooh, three drones, Giga drones. That's right. If we had a little bit more time, it would have been kind of funny to see them acting like the other B-Spot. Here we go, folks. Time for Zol battle. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Anyone notice that none of the parents have been on this episode? So one Giga Drone looks like the train bot they just fought. And the other two are just random fighters, it looks like, with guns. But they're making a train, too. Here we go. I wonder if the new toy coming out from Hasbro it works like this, too. I mean, evidently the original Japanese one did, but I'm pretty sure Hasbro would do the same stuff, but I'm just curious as to if there's any differences on the Megazord formation. Wow. Shot those two without even looking. Not bad. Oh, here we go. I still just don't understand using a blaster for a sword attack. But it's what you got. It's what the toy you got. You know? Although they have that... They're supposed to have that one sword thing they could use. The lion blade or whatever it is. Or cheetah blade. Oh, they changed the party to Beastbot party. Aww. They've been in there the whole time. Oh. Wow. Oh, they've got a Beastbot part, though. A Cybergate. Okay, Roxy seemed excited about that. Blaze didn't seem too happy about it. So, what did y'all think of that one? I thought it was pretty cool. You got your lesson, which is nice. You got a lot of fighting in this one. I don't think we've seen the Rangers morphed that much in any episode to this point. It was cool to see all three of them take out the train bot thing all together instead of just two of them. Usually it's just Ravi and Zoe that end up doing that while Devin's busy taking care of the big one. So it's really cool to see them. That's probably going to be the norm now since they have to be all together to take out to bring out the Megazord, but whatever. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good episode. No fart jokes. There was a burp. But that's the first one, and it made sense with the story. So and it was obviously fake, because all she did was open her mouth. She didn't at all look like she was trying to burp. Anyway, I thought it was a pretty good episode. So That's going to do it for this time. I will be back on Tuesday with another episode of Mighty two more episodes of Mighty Morphin. We're going to be finishing off the Tommy Oliver story with the Green Candle parts 1 and 2. I will see you then. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.